Talk. Remarks in the School Chapel. Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. July 9, 1899. I desire that we shall know the very path we are to travel, the very grace we are to receive, in order that we may obtain our life insurance policy in the kingdom of God. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. 2 Peter 1, verse 1-9. How many there are that forget! They forget that they were baptized, to rise out of the water, to live in the likeness of Christ's resurrection. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Verse 10. Every one of us can make our election sure, or we can make it a failure. If ye do these things, ye shall never fall. If we live on the plan of addition, God will work for us on the plan of multiplication. The one who appreciates the word of eternal life will be a most diligent worker. He is to work out his own salvation with fear and trembling. Why the fear, you say? Why the trembling? Lest he shall in some way make crooked paths for his feet. He is to place himself in such a position that he can keep his eyes fixed on Jesus. He is to behold him and his character. Those who do this live on the plan of addition, not the plan of subtraction. Add to your faith. Verse 5. You have faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. All should have faith in Him as a Savior. We are to work in accordance with that faith. We show our faith by working, by keeping our eyes fixed on the mark of the prize of our high calling in Christ Jesus. He who beholds Jesus, realizing what He is to us and what we are to Him, will be diligent. He will live on the plan of addition, adding to his faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. This is a process of growth. He who cooperates with Christ will not be found tomorrow where he is today. Every day he will follow on to know the Lord, that he may know that his going forth is prepared as the morning. Of those who live in this way, it will be written at last, "Ye are complete in him." Colossians 2, verse 10. We are to work not merely for our own souls, but for the souls of all with whom we are connected. Parents are to keep before them the point to which they should work, the perfection of the characters of their children. They are to strive earnestly to perfect the characters of their children, because the future immortal life will show the result of the work they have done. Those parents who educate their children aright, weeding out every unruly trait, are fitting them to become missionaries for Christ in truth, in righteousness, in holiness. He who in his childhood does service for God, adding to his faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity, is fitting himself to hear the words, "Child, come up higher. Enter the higher school." Do you think we shall not learn anything there? We have not the slightest idea of what will then be opened before us. With Christ, we shall walk before the living waters. He will open before us the beauty and glory of nature. He will show us what He is to us and what we are to Him. There are lessons we do not know now that we shall know hereafter. The education that is to be given in our families is this. The child that lives the life of Christ, studies the character of Christ, the child who is prayed with and prayed for, will be prepared to enter the higher grade.
Can we suppose that parents who have neglected or indulged their children, letting them, because it is easier, follow their own way, stand on the same footing as parents who have followed the will and way of God? Churches have been troubled by the defective characters of parents and the defective characters of their children. What have they been bringing to the foundation? Only wood, hay, and stubble. They may be saved, and their children may be saved, because they have at last awakened to their defects. But will they be regarded in the same light as are those whose lives have been devoted to the service of Christ? As one star differeth from another star in glory, so it will be with the saints in light. It means everything to us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. God works in us to will and to do of His good pleasure. If we let Him work, He will work. Our reward in heaven above depends on our daily walk and conversation here below. We can be Christians here. And to be a Christian, it is not necessary that we live in depression, mourning, because we cannot have our own way. If we are Christians indeed, Christ is formed within, the hope of glory. This brings a light into the chambers of the mind and the soul temple which nothing can put out. We need religion in the soul. We need to carry out the principles of true godliness.